You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Apologies there, my computer is on a go slow tonight. I have no idea what it is, but welcome along to the Rangers Rabble Women's Show. I'm Brian, your host tonight, and I am joined by Wolf and Laura. Wolf, not seen you for ages.
Haven't seen you for, must be 20 minutes, Brian. I'm glad to be here talking about a victory. Glad I wasn't here talking about anything on Wednesday night, because we'll get to that. But yeah, obviously Car can't join us tonight because she's losing her voice, and she said in the group chat she needs it for Saturday.
Very much so. Laura, how are we? A bit of a mixed week, wasn't it?
It's been a busy week. Not been the best week, but ups and downs. Just typical Fallen Rangers, eh?
Nothing changes. So, yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome along. Wolf, we'll have to obviously speak about the midweek loss against Hearts away. Was it one that was... I'm not saying you've seen it coming, but you know, we've seen out games quite well recently, haven't we?
Yeah, but see, because of my OCD, can we do this chronologically? Can we go back to Glasgow City, please?
Well, we can do that. Can we do yes, these, absolutely.
Can we do this chronologically, just delay the inevitable.
Okay. A good win against Glasgow City, 4-1. A bit more convincing than I ever thought it would be.
Yeah. Obviously, I watched the game as best I could on my way back from Dingwall and watched it on my phone, so didn't really have the best kind of picture of it. Phone's all right. I did watch the highlights back. I thought we played really well, to be honest. Just for clarity, seeing as you obviously don't have it there, the team that night, a week past Sunday, that afternoon against Glasgow City, and I've got this written down because I did a bit for the socials last week because we couldn't get together, so I wrote the team down. Was Fife, Doherty, Hill, Madag, Hay, Rowe, Cornett, McLaughlin, Ross, Hardy and Arnott. And we made various substitutions throughout the game, which we'll probably touch on. But yeah, I mean, the game started off a bit stuffy. I mean, Laura will be able to tell you probably better than me because she was actually at the game. We were busy getting depressed in Dingwall. at least it wasn't as long a journey home for you as it was for me. But
no.
But yeah, I mean, obviously Rio scored a penalty after 22 minutes after Rachel Rowe got brought down just on the edge of the box. And I don't care what anybody says, it's a penalty all day long. It was a foul. Anybody else in the park, it's a foul, so it's a penalty. And then we inexplicably gave away a goal. Lauren Davidson scored. The most interesting thing that happened to me in the first half was I found out something I didn't already know. When they took off Fiona Brown after 9 minutes and she was replaced by Lisa Forrest, who's Alan Forrest's sister. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But I do that.
And we'll obviously,
we're not talking about him.
Yes, I was just about to say we'll not mention him, but yeah. And then just after the half time, Laura would get our noses back in front with a goal from Lizzie.
Yep, and what a goal it was. If she would shoot more often like that, she would probably have a higher goal tally, but she seems to kind of rather mess about with the ball and kind of get away recently. But no, it's a beautiful goal, and I think even she was surprised at how well she hit it and it went in. But it's kind of similar to the one in the cup final of last year against Hibs. So she knows she's got it in her locker, but it was a brilliant goal to put us back in the lead. The goal we conceded was ridiculous, as most of the goals we've conceded recently seem to have been. The cut right through us, really, we really need to kind of cut out these errors, especially as we're in like this kind of top six, every game's really like a cup final, and we're having errors for the defence and the keepers far too often. Got too many big games coming up, but we'll stick to the Lizzie scoring absolute bangers and put us in the lead.
Goal of the season contender, I'll say. Just throw that out there. And then Wolf.
The goal of the season nominations came out 2 days before she scored that. So
exactly.
Oh, typical, isn't it? Absolutely typical. And then a couple of goals in 5-6 minutes. Wolf with Chelsea Cornet scoring, and then Mia McCauley finishing off the round to make it the scoreline probably flattered us a little bit, did it?
Nah, I don't think it did. We missed the as Paul said in the comments, we could have scored an awful lot more. I mean, we took you know, four of our chances, if you include the penalty as a chance. But I mean, it could and possibly should have been more. But I think what epitomised the City performance for me was Lauren Davidson going off in the huff. After Nick Doherty absolutely cemented her with a brilliant tackle just on the touchline. I mean, I think there was three or four of us on the supporters bus watching it, and there was collective oofs at different times. The streams were all running slightly different, and I'm trying not to sing because mine seemed to be the most forward, and my mate was in front of me watching it, and he kind of went, "Ooh, did you see that?" And the guy behind me went, "Ooh, did you see that?" You know what I mean? It was a kind of collective, ooh, and it was a hell of a, but it was a fair tackle. She won the ball clean as day, and then a couple of minutes later, Davidson just went, "I've had enough of this." You know, I think Laura put it in the group chat. We're not sure if she was injured or if her ego was dented, but she certainly went off in a hurry. So after she went off, there was no way back for them because she was the only goal threat they had, really. And as you said, we scored two late goals. Chelsea were 1-0 off her hip. I believe Laura, she said to you, actually went off her bottom, but I'm going to say it went off her hip.
She said it was off her bum, but yeah, I think it was more off the hip area.
And then, obviously, then Mia scored a Mia goal just to put the icing on the cake.
Absolutely. And when we beat Glasgow City, Laura, you think, you know, that's one of the big three. You're thinking, right, you know, that's possibly pretty much put them out of the title race. So now we can concentrate on just as head-to-head with our rivals across the down the M8, you know, along the road. And then we go to Hearts and just lots of chances, but if you don't take them, you rue them, don't you?
Yeah, and I think, to be fair, City look like a shadow of their former selves when they've been kind of front runners. But like Fiona Brown went off injured, unfortunately, it's an ACL. I think that's her fourth or fifth career, so it's not looking good for her kind of coming back. But once she goes off, she's been kind of good for them. Lauren Davidson obviously went off in a huff, so then that game was done, basically. But so you're thinking, like, this is a... Because we've not been firing all cylinders kind of recently, but to score four goals against should have been more, you think, right, this is us coming into a good bit of form, and then we just didn't take our chances against Hearts, and we concede the top of the league, and obviously Celtic beat Hibs 1-0, they go top of the league, and now we're kind of chasing, puts more pressure on us for the game at Broadwood against them on May the 6th, so kind of just gave ourselves more pressure than we probably needed, rather than having them chasing us, we're now kind of chasing them. So it's not ideal, but it's just one of these things. It's a title race after all, so we've definitely got one now.
I'll throw this one to you, Laura. I've seen you go to pretty much all the games. Do you think Joe's changing the team a bit too much now?
No, I don't think so. we had kind of said after Wednesday that the team needed changed, and we were like, whether she does it or no is going to be an entirely different thing. And when she changed it a lot yesterday, we were like, fair play to her. She's obviously not being, she didn't look happy on Wednesday, rightly so. So obviously she put the team out yesterday. They've done, managed to get the job done. So it's obviously kind of worked, but we've got, we keep going on about the squad depth that we've got. So you can put anybody in and they should be getting the job done. It just so happened that on Wednesday, the chances were to go down and then we concede the most pathetic goal you'll probably see.
Yeah. And Wolf, we've been speaking about Hearts, you know, improving, signing good players. So it's a shock, but it's not a complete shock, if you know what I mean. You know, because Hearts have been improving, they have been sort of getting closer to the top three. It was just after the Glasgow City performance, you just didn't expect it, did you?
No, I didn't expect it at all. I mean, we struggle against Hearts. I mean, Hearts always seem to give us a game. They beat us there on Wednesday night, and then Celtic rolled over them yesterday. I mean, Celtic put 5 past them yesterday. I don't know whether they made a lot of changes or whether, I don't know, Celtic were just good, or they used the, I believe that was at Parkhead as well, so maybe just used the big wide open spaces to, because I think Hearts are one of these teams that they like playing at the Orium because it's quite tight, but put them on a big pitch and they're chasing all over the place, you know. So I don't know. I mean, they have signed some good players, and yes, they're getting better, but we shouldn't be getting beat by a team like Hearts. I mean, we shouldn't be having 18 shots. You know what I mean? 8 of them on target and not scoring against Hearts. Particularly when you said the Hearts didn't even have the first choice goalkeeper in. You know what I mean? I mean, Rachel Parker Smith, the first choice goalie, she wasn't in. It was Lassie Johnson that was in the goal, who I believe had a very good game. Obviously, she obviously kept a clean sheet against us, which is fair enough. Laura, one I'd like to ask you about from this one, and I didn't even pre-warn you about this, but obviously I didn't see the game because I was in Dundee, but my missus did watch it, and she said that it was a very, very good contest on the right-hand side between Mia McCauley and their GS husband. Apparently that was a decent contest on the evening.
I think she kind of kept Mia fairly quiet, to be fair. Jess and Mia know each other from Scotland level, so they're obviously going to kind of know each other and kind of inside it, but we're kind of concerned because Mia took a bit of a knock and it looked like her knee had kind of twisted a bit, so we're like, oh, here we go again, another injury. But she was obviously playing yesterday, so she was fine. But I think that's probably a quieter game for Mia, and then she went off obviously after the knock. I think it was half time she went off, so she definitely did keep her quiet. But I think that Jess and our sister, like, they just recently signed their pro contracts as well, so they're out to impress, obviously. So they've done quite well, It was a good battle.
Hey, Brian, you want the team, or have you got it there?
On you go. On you go.
The team that unfortunately beat by Hearts was Fife, Doherty, Madag, Hill, Hay, McLaughlin, Cornet, McCauley, Rowe, Hardy, and Howitt. And obviously the subject came on, Lizzie Arnott, Libby Bance, Sarah Ewins, Jane Ross. We lost the game. Let's talk about yesterday.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we played yesterday against Partick Thistle at Peters Hill, and Rangers were victorious 3-1. The team, I'll do the team this time, Wolf. The team was, I believe there was 9 changes, Laura? Mm-hmm. 9 changes from the team against Hearts. So it was Essen in goal with Ailey Austin, Tess Middat and Catherine Hill defence. Lizzie Arnott, Olivia McLaughlin, Chelsea Cornet, Mia McCauley and Jodie McCleary, with Rio Hardy and Kirsty Howe up front. So where'd you start with that, Laura? I mean, there's, as you said, there's 9 changes. Obviously the manager wasn't happy from the midweek game, so she threatened to do all the changes and she followed it through.
Yeah, definitely, especially for like St Nick to not be in the team. I think that's the first game she's not started this season, if I'm right. I think Alan kind of mentioned that yesterday. Ailey Austin kind of coming in, taking her spot, which is fair enough. Ailey needs game time. Nick probably needs a bit of rest. I would argue Tess would probably have been better having a rest because she seems to be not getting it. Well, she did get taken off yesterday eventually, but obviously, Jodie coming in was good because she's not being in as much as she probably would like to, but she came in and done really well. So the players that are coming in, like Ailey, Jodie, they're coming in and showing that they can, like, we're no any weaker for having them, the youngsters in the team. And they obviously put on a good performance and we got the win. So it just shows that Joe's not going to mess about and be like the previous management when it was just the same team, whether they won, drew, whatever, he would just kind of stick with who it was. But Joe's obviously showed them that she's not happy, and if you didn't do well, you're going to be it and somebody else is going to come in your place.
Yeah, well, I mean, my eyebrows were certainly raised when the captain's not named in the team. Well, you look at the men's team, the captain doesn't get dropped pretty much, but yet Joe decided that the captain was getting dropped for whatever reason.
I don't know so much if you say dropped, probably rested, because it's if you like, in air quotes, only Partick Thistle. But it's only a Partick Thistle side that we've struggled against. I mean, we drew 0-0 with them the last time we played them in the league. And okay, we beat them quite convincingly in the League Cup, but they've only scored a couple of late goals to put the gloss on that result when they tied on the big pitch at Tynecastle. So I was a bit concerned when I saw the team, to be perfectly honest. I thought, by actually putting it in their group chat, too many changes, because I thought there was too many changes. And it's quite noticeable to me that we kind of put the game away after we brought on some of the more experienced players. And we took Ailey Austin off after an hour. Obviously, Tess went off for a rest. She is one of the more experienced players, but as Laura said, she could probably have done with the rest. Jodie went off after an hour as well. You know, they're all good players. They all play. The fact that they were on that long tells you that they were playing okay. But we were still toying at that time, because I think it was still only 1-1 then. I think it was later on we got the two goals, 83rd minute, we got the second one. So, if you like, looking at it from, looking back the way at it, looking at it slightly in hindsight, it's good use of the squad. You know, she made 9 changes and got away with it, if you want to put it that way. I don't think she should have made so many. I would expect as many changes again for Saturday. And I understand why so many changes were made with Saturday. I mean, because Saturday's massive. We'll get to Saturday. That is absolutely massive. So, yeah, it was the right thing to do. But it's easy to say that because we won the game 3-1. Had we not won the game at all, then it was not the right thing to do. But it just shows the strength of the squad as well, that we can bring in. No, we can bring in these players, because you can't. You know, you can't make 9 changes in game. So you've made 9 changes, you've got to at least stick with 4 of them in game, even if you decide you're using all the subs and bringing people off, taking people on. So it just shows you the strength we've got in depth, and there's still 1 or 2 players out injured as well. But it was absolutely fantastic. The highlight for me yesterday was seeing Rachel McLaughlin coming off the bench about half an hour ago. You know what I mean? That was absolutely fantastic. You know, and to give Jane Ross a rest, because she's still, you know, okay, she's been back a while, but she's still come back off a big injury. You know, to give Rachel Rowe a rest, even as it's, I mean, as the first time Nick hasn't started this season, even to have Nick Doherty a rest, although she did come on, you know, it shows the faith Joe's got in the squad. It shows the faith she's got in like teenagers like Ailey Austin to bring them in. It's a high pressure game, because we've now slipped to second in the league. We need to keep winning games of football, as Laura said. You know, it's more vital now. When every game's a cup final, because we have to win them all. And it just shows the faith that we've got, that the manager's got in all the players. But if we can keep everybody fit, and if we can get Rachel McLaughlin up to speed, then I think we should do okay.
Absolutely. And Keith makes a very good point. Big shout out to the physios and the sports science team for getting Rachel McLaughlin returned to the team in great condition after her injury. Looked as though she had never been away. Laura, I think that's been a problem area for us in the last, you know, ever since Rachel got injured. We've never really been able to plug that gap, if you could put it that way, that, you know, Rachel is, because she's so important, not only defensively, but, you know, getting forward and supporting the midfield and the attack. She, you know, she's the width sometimes, and, you know, she pops up with the odd, you know, haymaker herself, assists as well. So as you said in the second comment, she'll probably be pushing for a start against Celtic now, won't she?
Yeah, definitely. And I think Cathy's done a great job kind of filling that position, but you want Cathy in the middle and Tess to be pushed forward into midfield, because I can pretty much guarantee if we had Rachel, Cathy and Nick in the back line, we wouldn't lose to Celtic. Hearts wouldn't have been as tricky a game as it was, because Rachel's just always that reliable kind of at the back. But she actually did look at, you wouldn't actually think she was it for, had been out for 5 months when she came in yesterday. She was in, flying into tackles, taking shots on as she does for outside the box. Like, she kind of got wasn't too far away, to be honest. And then I think Nick's competitive edge came out because she started taking shots. having Rachel back's massive. And whether Jo starts her on Saturday, I don't know, but if she even started and gave her 45 minutes, let us kind of put the game to bed by half time, then I'm all for that, because Rachel is just that good that she can come in and put in a performance and kind of get us on the line. And it means Cathy's kind of back in our natural position. And as you say, as much as Cathy's done well there, she doesn't offer us the numbers that Rachel does in that position in terms of assists, chip in with goals and that. So having Rachel back's going to be absolutely massive. And whether we fling her in at some point on Saturday or start her, she's going to be have a something to say in that game, I would say.
Hopefully. Let's hope so. A goalless first half. Lots of chances, but just didn't quite have the shooting boots. Second half, cross came in, Wolf, and then Kirsty Howitt got in on the end of it, just around about the penalty spot sort of area, and a clinical finish into the sort of middle high end of the goal.
That's what an informed Kirsty Howitt does for you. I mean, that's what Kirsty Howitt does regularly. Again, she's had her fitness issues, but when she's fit and firing, that's the sort of thing that you throw it in there. Nine times out of ten, she's finding the back of the net. She gets on to that. That's going in the back of the net, because she knows her way to goal. She's a clinical striker. She just loves scoring goals for Rangers, and that was another one to add to her collection.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I was wondering what the group chat was on about with the equaliser, because obviously we were away down at the football yesterday, so didn't see anything. So it wasn't until I seen the highlights earlier on today, Laura, I was like, I was just shooting my head. I was like, oh, not another mistake.
No, well, Karen and I were kind of talking at this point. So just for the corner of the eye, we've seen Vic slipping. And then obviously as soon as the goalkeeper slips, you know, that's going to be a goal. And Cathy kind of put the bunders on trying to catch up with, I think it was Imogen.
Imogen Long Cake.
Long Cake, there we go.
Tremendous.
It's just this, a long ball on the top. And rather than Vic just charging it and booting it as far away as she could, she was obviously trying to get it back into the box so that she could pick it up. Instead, the pitch is really wet because it had been like torrential rain the first half. She slips and then she's obviously really annoyed with her. We were all annoyed at her. It's like her and Jenna are trying to one-up each other and who can get the most ridiculous goal away. But yeah. I think Nick maybe comes out on top there, because that was just unreal. She was lucky that we managed to dig in and get back into it, because she would not have wanted that to be the goal that cost us points yesterday.
Yeah, very much so. And as you said earlier, Wolf, big moment in roughly the hour mark when Rachel McLaughlin came back after 5 months and replaced Ailey Austin. As I said, she's not only good defence, but she's good going forward, and we've really missed her, haven't we?
Yeah, well, if I can just touch on the Imogen Long Cake goal for a minute. I just love saying that name. I think it's fantastic. I actually feel a wee bit sorry for Vic, because I mean, those plastic pitches when they're wet are just, they really are, they're like skating rinks. And you can see if you watch it, you can see what she's trying to do. She thinks it's going to come in the box and she's trying to pick it up and then she just slipped. What she should have done was just launched it up the park. But a goalkeeper never wants to do that, though. Particularly a goalkeeper for a team that likes to play it out from the back like we do. You know, want to try and get the ball and build it up. But it was an absolute shocker. I mean, it's one of those, it's going to be a what happened next moment if you know, question of sport is still a thing.
Question
of sport is still a thing that still does what happens next. That's going to go into it, isn't it? I mean, what happens next? And I mean, fair play to Vic. She does sort of try and claw at the ball as it's going past. And it's just as well she got it wrong, because had she brought the striker then, she'd have been off, because, I mean, really, she got nowhere near her, but she tried. At least she tried. As you say, Cathy tried to get back. It was just a howler, but I mean, we eventually won the game. We can laugh about it now because we won the game. But back to your point, yeah, great to see Rachel McLaughlin back. I mean, as I said, you know, absolutely. I mean, there you go. Nick and Rachel offer us a better shape. They offer us more options as well, because you can move. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time we saw Nick swapping sides, or Rachel swapping sides, or both of them swapping sides, or, you know, it must be a nightmare to set up a team against a Rangers team with the two of them in it, because you never know what side they're going to be at. They'll start off obviously on their preferred side, but then depending on how it's going, they'll move one right to left or one left to right. It's just, and they just seem to do it naturally. They play really, really well together. It is a bit of a competition between them about who shoots the most and is the most accurate, because they both like a shot to goal, which is what you need. That's how you score goals. It's what you need, you know, particularly when, you know, the goalkeepers, with the greatest respect to the goalkeepers in the SWPL, aren't the best, you know, and they're not all across the league. It's just one of those things, you know. And by having Rachel back, to be honest, that could be a league winner. That could be a game changer, having Rachel back, as long as she's fat enough and they don't rush her back. I mean, as Laura said earlier, she's going to want to feature on Saturday. It's whether she starts or we bring her on. Now, for me, she got half an hour yesterday, which means to me she's got at least half an hour in her, which would correlate to, by now, she'll have 45 minutes in her. Just, I'd be starting on Saturday all day, every day.
So I know Carwood as well, so just put her input, because she's got the Rachel McLaughlin fan club going again. So,
of course, yeah, I forgot she's the president, isn't she? Yeah.
She is.
And then
Brian Carr, I listened to the supporters group podcast this morning, and Carr was all for giving Rachel McLaughlin her player of the game, but she thought she couldn't because she only got half an hour.
Oh, dearie me. She would give her goal of the season even if she didn't score.
For that shot that she took, it never went in, but goal of the season.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And then Sarah Owens pops up, Laura, a ball from the middle of the park. I think it was Nick. Nick Dock floated it into the box, and Sarah Owens gets up. And to be honest, the goalie was posted missing there. Came for the punch it and was nowhere near it. And good header from Sarah.
It was. It's just a simple ball over the top for Nick, as she does. And then Sarah's just on the end of it. And for all Ava Easton's good saves earlier on in the game, she just kind of flaps at that one and it goes in. We went absolutely mental, because Karen and I had just been going, oh, here we go again, 1-1. Let's slip away for us. And then we went absolutely crazy because we're like, yes, we're back in it. Thank God for that. But no, it was a good header. Sarah came on, was subbed on, and that's what she's paid to do. She's paid to score goals. She came on, got us into the lead, and then that gave us the confidence to go on and keep taking shots, and then eventually get the third, which kind of made it much more comfortable than it had been.
And Wolf, good point from Laura there. You know, Sarah scores in the 85th minute, 5 minutes to go, a game that you're expected to win. But although Partick have caused us problems in the past, pressure was on there, wasn't it? That, you know, they had to find a goal to get themselves back in front.
Yeah, I mean, it's the old, even once you're back in front, you need the other one. It's a two goal gap, so you can relax a little bit. I mean, it's noticeable. Again, I only saw the highlights because, you know, I was at Hamden yesterday, so I couldn't do both because the timings weren't great. If one of them had started an hour early and the other one an hour later, it would have been great. But unfortunately, they don't do things like that in Scotland. But yeah, it was noticeable, the relief in the crowd, because, I mean, Peter's Hill, it looked fairly busy yesterday. But one thing I noticed is it was bloody loud. I mean, the Thistle support were loud, and then when we stuck in that second goal, you could tell that how much of a relief there was, because there was an absolute, you know, cacophony of noise, if you like, given the size of the ground, from the Rangers support, you know, which it just tells you the relief. It wasn't just a kind of polite applause or a couple of screams. It was really, really loud. Mm. And then obviously the third one just put the icing on the cake. But when you're playing a team like Partick, if you score, if they're holding on for a draw, which is probably the most they're looking for, if you score with 5 or 6 minutes to go, that's going to totally deflate them. And if they do get up the park, they're going to start rushing up the park, so you'll get space at the back, you know, to get more goals. Because it's noticeable that teams like them quite often lose 2 or 3 goals late on when they're chasing games.
Yeah.
But once we made it 2-1, I think it would be a fairly safe bet that the worst that would happen is for us, if we finish 2-1, it would possibly finish 3, possibly 4.
Very much so, and that's what happened. Laura Rachel Rowe popped up. Kind of a funny goal, wasn't it? It seemed to take an age to go in, but it snuck in just past the goalie into sort of the bottom corner.
Yeah, I think you'd expected the goalie to kind of save that. Like, if that had went in the air, you would be screaming again that it was a ridiculous goal to lose, but Rachel Rowe's not going to kind of moan. It was good work again for Rio. I think she was kind of the sister yesterday rather than the scorer, which is good because her all-round play is obviously really kind of digging us out a bit. But another goal for Rachel Rowe. She's in good form. And just as we'll say about kind of the comfortableness, when we actually went that 1-0 up, the confidence was there that we could have went on and it could have been any number of goals. But because they got back into it, it kind of deflated them a bit, them and the kind of crowd a wee bit. The confidence for that first goal could have really kicked us on, but then it kind of obviously taken that long for us to get the second goal. That it was just it was just a weird game, and Partick's are another team that kind of seem to up their game against us, and then not so much against the other two. But it was just a massive 3 points that we needed to win. We needed to get the goals in, and thank God we did.
Absolutely, because that would have been a blow not to win yesterday. That would have made things really, really tricky, getting the title. So, absolutely. And of course, Wolf, the league business takes a back seat, and it's a Scottish Cup semi-final at the weekend against our city neighbours to the east. It's going to be a funny one, this one, isn't it? Because we didn't cover ourselves in glory in the last game, did we?
No, but the last semi-final we played against them, we did. So, mm-hmm. I mean, okay, we left that a bit later than we'd have liked to. But, I mean, if it's half as exciting as that game was, then we're in for an absolute thriller on Saturday. I hope, however, I mean, obviously I want Rangers to win the game, and I hope we'll win it very, very handily. But given the television exposure that it's going to get, I hope it's a really, really good game of football. You know, I'd like to think there'll be a big crowd there. There probably isn't going to be, because trying to find tickets is quite difficult, because the SFA website's an absolute shit show. I mean, I just followed the link that Rangers emailed out and got them, no problem. But, I mean, you look at all the social media channels and everybody's asking, how do I get tickets? How do I get tickets? How do I get tickets? Because if you just go on the SFA ticket website, you can't find them. It's just as simple as that, which isn't a good look for a national semi-final. Particularly one that's on Sky in a massive, massive stadium where the TV cameras are on the wrong side, because the TV cameras look at an empty stand rather than the stand that people are in. You know, just the daft things that Scottish football get wrong. It's better to look at a few people in seats than nobody in seats at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they're not promoting it at all well, I don't think. Me and Laura were talking about this earlier on while you were sorting yourself out for us to go live, and there is people looking for tickets, they just simply can't find where to get them. You know what I mean? It's why the SFA just don't let the club sell them themselves. I've got absolutely no idea. You know what I mean? That would be so much easier, because people know how. Our club's ticketing website at the moment is an absolute shambles, but people know how to use it. You know what I mean? The SFA one's nonsense. You know what I mean? And you've got to download the ticket app, because it's all digital tickets, which is great, and digital tickets is the way forward. But you've got to be able to buy. I mean, surely if they've got a ticket app, you should be able to buy it off of the ticket app. You should be able to get the ticket app and say, give me a ticket. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or is that too simple?
Yeah, absolutely. Where is it, Paul? It is on live BBC One Scotland at 12:15. So that's where you'll find the TV coverage this Saturday.
BBC One, I thought it was on Sky.
No, it's BBC One, it says here.
Sorry, I thought it was on Sky.
It's on the old console telly. Everybody can watch it. So how's your feelings, Laura, going into this? Because obviously we've surrendered the lead in the league to them. You know, you could say that we've been out of sorts the last few weeks. So it's a time for the players to really sort of, you know, put a few wrongs right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a weird one because we seem to be in this weird kind of form today that, like, as we've said tonight, like, Glasgow City game, brilliant. Then we lose to Hearts. Then yesterday, Partick come out against us, kind of struggling. Then we get a few goals, make it look more convincing than it probably was. Whereas they seem to be kind of on ascendancy. It's more kind of, they've kind of brought what's her name, Flint back, and they've kind of, they scraped past Hibs with Caitlin Hayes scoring, but it's, the form with these games anyway, the form was out the window, as we know, for the men's side, for the women's side, so it's just going to be one of them who's the best on the day, I think, but Joe's kind of had the upper hand other than the league game against them the last time out, so wouldn't say I'm confident, wouldn't say I'm no confident, I'm just... We'll go and see what happens, really, and hopefully it's a good day. Hopefully it's a good Saturday.
Absolutely. The tickets are available on the SFA website, I believe.
If
you can find them, yeah. It's probably easier just to Google ladies' semi-final tickets and go from there. But yeah, Teresa's just said, yeah, she found it. But
if you go on the Scottish Cups like Twitter page, they seem to have the actual link that works. It's the one that Rangers tweeted, people are having or had put it, are having a lot of issues with that. So look for the Scottish Cups Twitter, Google that or whatever. You should be able to get them there. They've got all four teams that are in the semi finals up, which seems to be working better so far.
Hopefully by next season our tickets Operation Wolf will be a lot better.
Yeah, but that wouldn't affect us because these are all going through the SFA rather than us. But yeah, hopefully SeatGeek sorts us out. But if you are going to the game on Sunday, look out for Lauren. Saturday, sorry. Go Sunday, you're going to watch two Edinburgh teams. I am okay, sorry. go Saturday. If you know, don't be shy. I'll be there. Laura will be there. Carol will be there, with or without her voice. But she might not have her voice, but she'll certainly have in her bag. She'll have scarves and bucket hats and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, feel free because Rangers don't do the women's merchandise, but our ladies here do it very well for the women's supporters group. Their stuff's really, really good, and it's always available. They've always got it there for you. Don't be shy to speak to us. We are all human. We'll just talk, just say hello. Probably better saying hello to Laura and Carol rather than me. Because they'll probably remember you. My head will be somewhere else. But
depends if we're winning or not, whether you want to talk to us or not, to be fair.
Well, that's true, right? That's true. If you've got any very young kids, will you keep them away from Carl? Yeah, but really, if it's not going very well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But yes, if you ever see them, go and speak to them and say hello. Because it's as I say, they do a lot for the ladies' team and watch them and promote them and all that good jazz and the merchandise as well. If you fancy a scarf or a hat or whatever, Laura's car's got stuffed down that bag, then, you know, but she'll sell it to you. Don't worry, she'll sell it.
She will.
She would sell Sam to the Arabs if she could. But, Wolf, on to the game. How do you feel the game's going to go?
If we turn up and we want it enough, we'll win it. It's quite simple. I mean, as Laura says, form goes out the window in a derby like this. But for me, Old Firm games are like I know they're a game unto themselves, but they're the same as any kind of big game, any major derby. Whichever side wants it the most will get it. And we have to go out there wanting it. We really have to go out there wanting it. The League Cup semi-final against them in Airdrie, we wanted it and we got it. So hopefully on Saturday at Hampden, we'll want it and we'll get it. Because let's be honest, whoever wins the semi-final, barring an absolute miracle, was going to win the cup. Because you've got Hearts or Spartans in the final with the best will in the world on a big pitch like Hampden, you're going to beat probably both of them playing at the same time, barring an absolute miracle. So really, we have to be looking at it as if we beat Celtic, it's a great chance to put a marker down to also get the second leg of a treble, because you've effectively going to win the cup anyway, hopefully, you know. And we apart from the last Old Firm game, we seem to have their number a little bit after two or three years where we just couldn't beat them, particularly in cup games. So yeah, I think having Rachel McLaughlin back is going to be massive, absolutely massive for us. Now, if we can keep Natasha Flint quiet, then I think we'll do okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always do this at the end, and Wolf hates me for it, but I'll ask it anyway. Laura, a wee score prediction and first scorer? Oh,
why'd you do this to us, Brian?
I know.
I think it's going to be tight, although I hope it's not. I hope we just smash them and get on it. I think 2-1 Rangers, real first goal scorer.
Good shout. Wolf, I know it's going to be something zero.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tight, and I'm finding it difficult to say it's going to be something zero, but it is, because I hate saying, I never say somebody will score against us. So I'm going to go for a very, very nervy 1-0 to Rangers, and the goal scorer is going to be the captain.
She will enjoy that, so that's
fine. Good shout. I'll go 2-1 after extra time.
Oh, don't say that.
I think it's going to go extra time. I don't know why. I've just got a funny feeling. Oh. And first goal scorer. Goodness me. Mia McCauley. Hopefully she starts. But I'll say Mia. Paul's going with the 3 R's. Ross, Rio and Roe. So 3-1. That's absolutely fine. Good.
I never want us to lose a goal, I would take 3-1 all day long, thank you.
Absolutely. As long as the first number is higher than the second number, that's all that matters. But
as long as we are the home team, I agree with that. I don't know if we are actually officially.
I don't know
home
if we are. Do you know if we are?
I believe we are.
Yeah, I believe we are, because our badge is first on the SFA, the Scottish Cup sort of Twitter page. So.
We're
the home team, so that's fine. Yeah, we'll have the first number higher then. Thank you.
Absolutely. But no, like and subscribe the Rabble YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, or X as it is now. I got a row for calling it Twitter the other day, so I better give it its proper name, X. And we'll be back hopefully starting next week, with all smiles and speaking about a good cup semi-final win. But we'll wish the girls all the best on Saturday.
Brian, before we go, can I say I don't know if she'll watch this, but I'm sure somebody will tell her. I'd like to say a personal thank you to Catherine Hill for a favour she did me last week, and I've said no more than that. But thanks, Catherine.
That's no problem. But yes, as Paul says, a win and no injuries. That's exactly, yeah. It doesn't matter how it happens, as long as that happens. But we will hopefully be back here on Monday next week, speaking with happy faces and speaking about a good win on Saturday. So come and join us on Monday night next week, and we shall speak to you again very, very soon. I hope you have a good week, and we'll see you soon.
Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.